This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. And we are certainly glad to have you with us today on this chilly Thursday. This winter still has a little bit of bite left in it. It's dropped about 20 degrees from yesterday to today. And I'd like to wish you a happy National Milky Way Day. Not certain if that day is named after the candy bar or the constellation, but
either one I'm a fan of.
Either one would be okay. My bet is on the constellation. Well, today, folks, we have a rather hopefully informative show for you this afternoon. Our first guest in about 10 minutes or so is going to be the president of the Huntsville City Council, Dr. Jenny Robinson. And later on, we are going to have a candidate for Lieutenant Governor, former head of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall. And we look forward to both of those. But I want to take a little bit of time to talk just about a city council and how important they are. First of all, your city council is actually the one who decides how many of your tax dollars are spent locally. That means roads, sidewalks, parks, police funding, fire protection zoning, and growth management. And in a place like Huntsville, which is one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing city in Alabama, that responsibility is even bigger. Growth is exciting. We all know that. It brings opportunity, innovation, and yes, economic strength. But it also brings a lot of pressure, especially pressure on schools, housing, roads, utilities, public safety. Managing this growth in a proper manner is a very important facet, and that is pretty much the job of the city council. Think about traffic. Traffic affects every citizen in the state of Alabama, regardless of race, creed, or economic stature. Everybody is concerned and affected by traffic. Also, housing. When we're in a good area of growth like we are right now, there is a demand on housing and the prices rise. And the council plays a big role in determining zoning rules, development approvals, and also housing policy. Public safety. Everybody in this city is affected by public safety, by police, fire, and emergency services. The council determines the staffing levels and equipment investments for those type of issues. And again, don't overlook economic development. Huntsville, we have a great reputation for technology defense and innovation. But this stuff just doesn't happen magically. It has to happen through proper planning. Now, national politics may shape the country and state politics may shape the region, but the city council policies shape what happens on your state. And the leader of that entity is the president of the city council. When I think of the president of the city council, I kind of think of the quarterback of the team. They set the meeting agendas. They preside over the council meetings. They make sure debate is orderly and everyone has a chance to be heard. Now, I can tell you this. You have seen on the local news how sometimes debate and citizenry can get totally out of hand at a city council meeting. And the president has the power of the gavel, and the president has to make sure that stays in an orderly and professional manner. And they also help coordinate the meeting. They make sure that everything that needs to be discussed is discussed. And yes, the council works closely and hand in hand with our mayor's office, our mayor being Tommy Battle. The council president will be sort of a bridge or a liaison between the needs of the city council and the leadership of the mayor. And if you don't have a strong person in the council president's role, it can just become ineffective and be a do-nothing city council. And that's not what we have. That's not what we have had. And that's not what we want to have. When the city council president is doing that job well, everybody in the city benefits. A good council president will understand that their role is not just to bang the gavel. It's to build a consensus, because a council has more than one person on it. That's why it's called a council. And in order to move effectively forward, they're going to have to build consensus. And yes, a city council will have to deal with issues that they may not divide the nation politically, but they can divide neighborhoods. They can divide sections of the city. They can do things that implement tax policy, infrastructure spending, and yes, they have to deal with the allocation of limited resources, because let's face it, in this day and age, every government from city, state, county, and also federal, they have a common issue, and that is they say they don't have enough money. And in a city like Huntsville, where we are growing so rapidly, The security and the proper management of those funds is an extremely important asset that needs to be done. Because what happens when a city is growing right is they have great opportunities here. And you can think about all the many things that happen in Huntsville and the many good opportunities people have and the people that are coming here to take advantage of those opportunities. We have new housing developments, expanding roads. Businesses are developing here every day. And also in the district where Dr. Robinson leads, which is District 3, there's a lot happening down there. And we're going to talk to her about that and see what the future holds for District 3. And District 3, by the way, I'm going to ask her to do this because I realize a lot of our listeners, through no fault of their own, really don't know the geographical boundaries of the district that they may happen to live in. And that's important that people do know that. And the council president helps ensure that all of the conversations and all of the discussions and everything that's going on, not only within their council, but within the other city council districts, they're staying on track, they're staying on an even keel, and they're moving towards a common goal. Just like the president of the country leads the country, the governor leads the state, the chairman of the county commission leads the county, the mayor leads the city, and the president of the city council leads the city council. And all of those things kind of sort of have to mesh together if we want to have this working right. And our guest after we come back from break is going to be Dr. Jenny Robinson. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and get out of here, and then we'll come back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with U-SSSA Softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the U-SSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.utsssa.com. That's alfastpitch.utsssa.com.
You'll love the expanded wine selection at Liquor Express. From special occasion to everyday table wines, they've got what you need. Meet your friends at the largest tap wall in Alabama with 105 rotating selections. Then take home a growler full of your favorite or choose from our 1,000 canned or bottled beers. Need help stocking your bar or planning your party? Liquor Express has a knowledgeable, professional in-house staff that can assist you with anything from your bar to the planning of your special event. Visit LiquorExpress.net for tasting specials, giveaways, and classes.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And yes, this is I, Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. And today we are joined by a very special guest, and that is Dr. Jenny Robinson, who is the president of the Huntsville City Council. Dr. Robinson, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, thank you for coming, and good afternoon to you. And before we begin our discussion, let me just take a couple of moments to introduce you to our listeners, if you will. Dr. Jenny Robinson was elected to serve on the Huntsville City Council in 2014 after serving three terms on the Board of Education for Huntsville City Schools. She has served three times as the council president and is only the second woman to serve in that role. She received her doctorate from Purdue University, which I guess that means she's a Boilermaker, and has over 20 years of leadership and governance experience here in our area. Dr. Robinson has served on the board of the Alabama Association of School Boards, the Alabama Association of Nonprofits, the Voices for Alabama's Children, the United Way of Madison County, the Rotary Club of Greater Huntsville, and Leadership Greater Huntsville. She has served five times as a PTA president and is honorary lifetime member of the Alabama PTA. She also received a Distinguished Leadership Award from Leadership Leadership Greater Huntsville and the Women Honoring Women Award from the WEDC Foundation. She is married to another doctor, Dr. Michael Robinson, and they are the parents of five kids and active members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Dr. Robinson, did I miss anything?
That was a lot. I'm just tired listening to all that.
Well, you should be. That's a very impressive resume. But I'll tell you what that means to me when I interview someone and they have a resume like this. Two words come to my mind, and that is selfless service. And it sounds to me like your life has been dedicated to selfless service.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, when I very first ran for the school board in 2002 and had a very difficult interaction right afterwards, my husband said, I thought this was what you wanted. I thought you wanted to be in politics. And I very self-righteously said, I don't want to be a politician. I want to be a public servant. And he said, you can be a one-term public servant or you can be a politician. And so, you know, while I have dedicated my life to public service, I have learned to also work within a very difficult political environment. And that's been an interesting experience.
Well, let me ask you one quick question, and then we'll get into some of the stuff in both the council and the district. A lot of times people have a aha moment or a self awareness experience that says, I want to do this. I had that at a very early age in my life when I said, I want to go to West Point. So did you have a similar moment when you decided, I want to go into politics and be a public servant?
So I never wanted to go in politics. I ran for a student body secretary my senior year of high school and lost to one of my good friends and swore I'd never run for anything again. But it was actually when I was in a Leadership Huntsville's flagship class in 2000 that my class members, 40 very influential people in Huntsville, signed a petition asking me to run for the school board. And when I thought, well, there's at least 40 people that would vote for me, was that encouraging? Was what made me think this may be actually something I could do. And I've always been passionate about education. I have five kids. They all need to be embarrassed equally. So I was a PK president five times. But, you know, that sort of lit that fire of there are people making decisions and I want to be at the table helping make those decisions.
Oh, I think that's a very admirable reason for doing that.
Well, but then, you know, being on the school board for those three terms, my friend Sandra Moon was serving on the council representing District 3 at the time, and she said, I'm not going to do this anymore. You need to get ready to do this. And I really didn't think road ditches and garbage sounded all that interesting, but I'm glad I did it because I have found that it's really the base for the success that our schools have. We don't have a successful, thriving community. We're not going to have a successful school. So it was really a very natural transition, and I've learned a lot as well about the importance of quality of life in a community. That's been important to me too.
Well, and I totally agree. But one thing I like to do, Dr. Robinson, when I have people on here who represent a specific area of our geography, just give our listeners, because some of them may not even know that they're in your district, give us just a little thumbnail sketch of District 3.
So it's South Huntsville. Most people would know it as South Huntsville. It's everything south of Airport Road, Martin Road on the west side of the parkway. And on the east side, it's the Ledges, the Jones Valley area south. And actually, my district goes down to the river. So my district is in three counties. So it's all of Madison County, goes, crosses the river, goes into Morgan County, and then we recently annexed some land, and so it's now a small piece of Marshall County.
Well, I happen to live in your district. I knew that, but I didn't know
you?
If yeah, I live on Joshua Drive down there. And
okay, just up there.
Yeah, and my kids are Grissomers, so very, very proud to live in your district. But I would want to ask one question. You mentioned the name of Sandra Moon, and I drive by this place every day and have watched it evolve from Grissom High School to what it's turning into today. So could you tell our listeners a bit about what is happening now with the Sandra Moon Community Complex and what's going to happen in the future?
you could not ask me to talk about anything that I am more excited about. I am so excited about what we're doing at the Xander Moon Complex. It used to be the home of the old Grissom High School. We chopped it in half, built the South Huntsville Library, and completely reconfigured all the ball fields, built the pickleball courts. And we kept the auditorium, the old lunchroom, and the gymnasiums. And there's been a lot of work going on inside, and we are going to be opening this summer. It's going to be a 600-seat proscenium theater that's going to be managed by Arts Huntsville, our local umbrella arts organization. Completely redone inside. We built out the back, built new dressing rooms. We have rehearsal space in the old band room and band choral room and offices. Actually, some of the Arts Huntsville performing groups are already in residence there. The lunchroom has been transformed into an event space. Could potentially seat 300 people. Also has a small stage with sound and lighting. The gymnasiums have been completely redone, walking track, fitness center. And then we're building in one of the old locker rooms a multimedia space where you can do TikTok reels, podcasts. There's e-gaming area there. And then I care for my my special needs sister, so I'm very conscious of adults with intellectual disabilities. And there's going to be a space, an adaptive PE space, for our parks and recreation folks to use for folks who have special needs and still want to be physically active and part of our recreation environment. So we're so excited about this. It will genuinely be a community center with people playing ball, going to the library, going to events at the in the theater, and then hanging out in the gym and playing basketball afterwards. There's something there for everybody.
Now, one thing I would like to ask about that, being a fitness kind of guy myself, is the fitness center part of it and the gym and the basketballs. Yep. Is that going to be just walk in for free, or are you going to have a membership to do that?
All of our community centers, if you go to Fernbell or Shower Center or the Sherney Center, any of them, they have a small fee that you pay to use the fitness equipment and to participate there.
Well, I think that's more than fair. You know, you got to keep those places open. And some of the things I've done, the fees are very reasonable, and I think that's okay. Totally 100% to do that. So in the community theater, and I watch that grow every day when I drive by it. Is that just going to be for like community playhouses and things of that nature? Or will we see eventually maybe some of the events that currently are hosted at the Civic Center come down that way? Or is that just not big enough to do that?
It's 600 seats, and that happens to be the size that the performing arts community has asked for in three needs assessments since the mid-1990s. We have 1,000 plus seats in the concert hall at the VBC, 300 seats in the playhouse at the VBC, but there's nothing in between. And so you will see local performances there, local performing groups that are already scheduled to be performing there, and you're going to see regional performances as well, because it's such a unique size of that space. We think we're going to be drawing performances from all around, and it's going to be a beautiful space.
Well, as the parent of a theater kid who helped put on productions in that theater, we've been very excited about seeing that space come together.
All five of my kids were theater kids at Griffin. And so,
I knew you were good people.
So it was 1,200 seats before, 1,200 seats to fit high school kids. So all that's been taken out. We've got 600 seats. So now you have more aisles. You have more leg room, nicer seats, completely redid lighting, sound. The original stage is still there, but it's been completely redone, and all the rigging and everything has been replaced. All the lighting's been replaced. So it's not going to be the theater you and I knew when we were there for all those performances.
Well, let me ask another question about just stuff in general. One thing that, I live pretty close to it and I see it all the time. What's going to be, or is there anything planned for the Greenway and stuff that might be developing along there? I know there's a dog park there that I use frequently. Is there any other stuff that might be happening along the Greenway in your district?
So the Greenway system as a whole has been completely redone. We now are in the final stages of finishing a 16-mile loop that will go from, it'll be the Aldrich Creek Greenway. There, if you start there at the corner of Weatherly and Parkway, there's a multi-use path we built a few years ago in a collaboration with Commissioner Phil Riddick. And that it's 12-foot multi-use path, goes all the way to the Hayes Greenways, and then goes down the Hayes Greenways to the River Greenway, goes along the River Greenway, and then back up Aldrich Creek. That's 16 miles that people can walk, can run, can bike, and goes through all kinds of different areas, from the forests to the rivers to back up to the through the neighborhoods along Aldrich Creek. We're really excited about that. To make it safer for people to cross, you may have seen on Bailey Cove, we've installed the traffic islands so people can safely cross to the greenways. And at the last council meeting, we approved extending the multi-use path from Weatherly along Bailey Cove going north to the Santa Moon Complex and then crossing over at Four Mile Post to hook up to the Aldrich Creek Greenway on that side, as well as the greenway that goes around Lendon. So that's just expanding that greenway network. Our greenways are incredibly popular. And so expanding that greenway network is just one more way we have added to the quality of life of the community.
I couldn't agree more. And one thing I also would like to talk to you about is the South Huntsville Business Association. I know every time I turn around, it seems like there's something that is being torn down and rebuilt in South Huntsville. Kind of what's going on in there? What are some new and exciting things that we may be may see coming business-wise in South Huntsville?
Let me just give you some quick background on South Huntsville, Maine, which is what we call the Business Association. When I was elected in 2014, it was right before all the three overpasses on the parkway were built. And there was a lot of concern regarding those businesses and the future of those businesses. And some business leaders had come, David Martin and others had come and talked to me about it. So I asked them to join me in starting the Business Association, and it was basically just to serve as advocates for the businesses and to communicate with ALDOT and the city about what was going on and how do we keep the businesses open. And I was so proud that we did not lose any businesses during that transition, and they were all able to stay afloat. And the project was finished 6 months ahead of time and under budget because of the great communication between the businesses and ALDOT. And so then after they were finished, we were all kind of looking at each other and like, okay, now what do we do? We've got all these people. They're meeting together regularly. We've gotten to know each other. We've built connections. So we applied for a Main Street Alabama grant and were given that grant. We became a main site. That South Parkway corridor became a Main Street community for Main Street Alabama and Main Street America. And so we continue to be very active with Main Street. And the purpose of Main Street is to promote businesses, to work on design, how that business corridor looks and evolves, and then also economic development in that area. And so we have businesses that meet monthly. They have a program down at the South Library every month, talking about issues that are interesting to businesses. And then we work with businesses. And just this, we have a wonderful executive director, Brooke Bell, who has just this morning, for instance, informed me of an outage of electricity and water at one of our main business centers. And so I was able to work with Huntsville Utilities. Can we get that restored? What's going on? So there's good communication there. But what I get most excited about is what you referenced, the business, when we see things torn down and then we see new businesses open. The newest one to open was City Barbecue. And I went in there last week to visit them, and they said that their owner came from Kansas City to see what was going on because their numbers were so high right out of the gate. And what is different about this community here? Why are your numbers so high? And the owner was really impressed with what we have going on. And a lot of it is just great support, the city giving support to those businesses. One of the things we're going to see coming online, I hope very soon, is work to start at the park at Hayes Farm. We've opened the park, which is really cool with its big old water feature and lagoons and some really neat pavilions. But at the very center of it is going to be what we're calling the town center, and it will be a commercial entertainment area with maybe some live above spaces as well as the retail restaurant sort of entertainment piece. And that's the next piece that we're going to be seeing start there. And that will really, really revitalize that area. We just did a ribbon cutting a couple of days ago for Thompson Gray Analytical at the Freedom Real Estate office tower that's there. There's another one of those office towers that would open. There's a number of pads there that could still be developed as some commercial space. So we're seeing a lot of growth along that South Parkway and then as well there at Hayes Farm. One of the areas we're really starting to see develop as well is the Bailey Cove corridor. We have an Italian deli, cafe and market that's going to be coming into the space right across from Sander Moon. The owner operated a similar sort of thing very successfully in Michigan and came down here. He was tired of the cold, and he's going to be open. It's called Storia and going to be opening in July. And that's going to be a great addition to that part of Bailey Cove as well.
Now, you talked about being on the as part of the city council doing South Huntsville. What are some of the things we could look forward to in North Huntsville? Like, you know, because right now I'm looking at, as a resident of North Huntsville, I deal with the new overpass going in at Maston Lake every day. And,
oh, I know you're ready for that to be done.
Well, I tell you what, as much as I can, because I lived in South Huntsville while those overpasses were going up, and it seems to be taking the same pace, at least, you know, subjectively, my perception. But what are some of the things you're looking at North Huntsville? I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. I've noticed that there was a lot cleared across from the jail over there on the other side. There's like a business machine center and stuff like that over there near some mechanic shops and things like that. To be blunt, there's a lot of stuff on North Huntsville that is ripe for improvement and development. And I was wondering, looking ahead as part of the council, what are some of the discussions taking place with that area?
Oh, let me tell you about some really great things going on there. First of all, if you go around the area off of Winchester Road that used to be the old Johnson High School, now the old Johnson was moved.
Right.
And it's Jemison. So that old Johnson High School site has been redeveloped and is the site of the first large residential development in North Huntsville in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And those houses, they started out just with sort of a speculative one phase, two phase. I think they're on their sixth phase.
Wow.
Those houses are really selling well. We've also seen a lot of development out in the North Huntsville Industrial Park, where you have Facebook Meta, Toyota is out there, and Aerojet is out there. So that whole industrial park is really, really starting to develop. But I think the most exciting thing that we're seeing was announced a few months ago, and that's North Village. And it's at the corner of Bob Wade Lane and the Parkway, where the Northern Bypass has
right.
been finished.
Right.
And it's now Northern Bypass connects to Research Park Boulevard. So that's going, basically, it is, if you've been in Jones Valley to the Target Shopping Center,
mm-hmm.
that's in there at that corner of Bob Wade Lane and the North Parkway.
Well, I'm an old man, so I got excited and went to the new Food City up there. And,
across from Food City.
I did my typical old man walk and walk around, look at all the produce and complain. But, and they didn't put the pickles in the right spot. But, also cutting across, and I used Bob Wade to cut across over to 53, because I was a specialist at Vanderbilt. And just the growth that's happening up on that end is just remarkable. It's just like,
incredible.
Bob Wade used to be, a ride through the country.
Yeah. And we've heard about that from the Bob Wade residents. I'll tell you why that North Village, right across, and Food City, too,
mm-hmm.
why those two are such important developments. It's not just good for the people of North Huntsville. It's good for everybody, because what that's doing is capturing tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That the Walmart that in Hazel Green,
mm-hmm.
when that was built, that took tax dollars away from the Walmart that's on Sparkman. So now you put Target, Food City, and everything that'll be around that Target shopping center there, and that's bringing people from Hazel Green, Meridianville, Fayetteville, all around Lincoln County there. That's bringing those tax dollars from out of the residents out of the city.
Yeah, over at Harvest and
into in Harvest, and you're bringing them into back into Huntsville. So that's a really good thing. If that development not only revitalizes the economy there in North Huntsville, which we've needed for a long time, and mm-hmm. and will encourage other businesses to build in that area as well. But it helps us capture and bring back some of those tax dollars that were bleeding over into the county.
Well, hey, Dr. Robinson, thank you so much for your time. But I have to ask you my quintessential question. This is a question that my kids have asked me ever since we've been here, and we've been here for quite some time in the Bailey Cove area. And I think of this every time I drive north on Bailey Cove and past the Target Shopping Center on my left. Is the Jones Farm there always going to be a farm with scenery and cattle and the little wind water mill, or is that going to one day be something else?
You know, that is a question you need to ask the Jones family.
Okay.
It's the largest, one of the largest urban farms in the whole country, and it's a very unique sort of an environment, but it's private property. It belongs to the Jones family, and I think we would all love to see it remain that way. But, you know, economic realities being what they are, I don't know that the family wants to just have cows on there.
Well, they've been releasing little parcels of it all along.
Yes, they have.
And being smart with it. But, you know, you also got to realize it wasn't that long ago that Cecil Ashburn was a cattle trail through a pasture to get to Bailey Cove. And, I mean, that's just in the time I've been here.
Yeah, I remember when we built Cecil Ashburn back in the day. I remember when Bailey Cove ended at Weatherly.
Yep. Yeah, and my father-in-law was talking about, you know, it's all dirt road from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we're out of growth. We need to do it. We need to do it smart, and we need to involve all our partners, and we'll just see where the Jones family decides to go with things.
Well, I will certainly not ask them that, because I want it to stay like it is. And one thing I will say, as I say goodbye to you, as one who left Redstone Arsenal for over 20 years and had to turn right on the parkway, thank you for your involvement in the Ben Arroyo cut. That was a stroke of genius. And
oh, my goodness. 50 feet of road ever built.
Yeah, my friend Nick Micus told me about that, and that was a very, very good saving of time for me. So, hey, thank you for your time. It's fascinating to hear about what's going on with Huntsville, and it's also great to hear leaders such as yourself who are making good things happen, and good luck in the future.
Well, thank you, sir, so much. Please call me again if you ever want to talk.
Yes, ma'am, I will. And so, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. That was City Council President Dr. Jenny Robinson, and that was a great conversation. We'll be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
No Wi-Fi? How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on, GeneracSuperstore.com.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
But you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm, the Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon, though we are going to be much cooler across the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures only climbing into the mid and upper 50s. We're going to be quite chilly as we head into the overnight. We drop into the upper 30s, lower 40s. Plenty of sunshine for your Friday. We are going to be warmer. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 60s. Looking at the lower 70s for the front half of the weekend.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And that's me, Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire and contributor to the program, extraordinaire Brian Temple. That was a fascinating interview I think we had with Dr. Robinson.
Obviously, I like to think that I can do more than just respire oxygen.
You can do more than, as we used to say in the Army to some of my bad privates, you can do more than breathe air and grow hair.
Well, not as well up top anymore.
Neither one of us is well up top anymore, but thank you for listening today. A couple of items of news here in this short segment we have. I don't know if you guys are aware of this in the listening world, but the Space and Rocket Center had a great loss today, and that was their former CEO, Dr. Deborah Edwards Barnhart, passed away after a brief illness. She was 73 years old. She was the CEO and executive director of the Space and Rocket Center starting in 2010 and retired from there in 2019. I worked with Dr. Barnhart on some big projects out there where we had coordinated some of the efforts of the aviation world on Redstone Arsenal that I worked in, the rotary wing aviation world, with some of the things going on in NASA. And she was a a gentle lady, a very professional person, very great to work with, and she will be missed. And that's Dr. Deborah Edwards Barnhart. And keep her family in your thoughts and your prayers. So that happened today. Another thing that's going on down in Goat Hill in Montgomery is a bill. It's House Bill 501. And this is a bill that's going to require you to vote with your declared party in the primary elections. And I really don't know how I feel about that bill right now. I tend to think that the reason behind this is because there are some people in probably both sides of the aisle who want to vote maybe against a person in a certain party to try to keep them off the ballot. And then I think, you know, you have to vote with your party in the regular election, but that's a bill that is getting a lot of steam down there. I don't know if it's going to pass or not.
One of the things I haven't been able to figure out is if, you know, say you want to change your party affiliation, you usually do that at the primary. You say, hey, I'm a Republican. And so you do the Republican side and you fill that out. And then if there's a runoff, you have to vote Republican.
Right.
You can't vote in the Democrat primary or Democrat runoff. So I don't know what it is. Say you want to move over and vote on the Democratic side or vote independent for that matter. How do you declare that before you show up on that first primary?
Well, I tend to think, Brian, I don't know. I don't understand this law. I was just reporting the fact that it's happening. My personal opinion is you walk into the polling place, you get a ballot with everybody on it, and you vote. It's as simple as that.
And, yeah.
But I guess that ain't the case here in the great old state of Alabama.
You know, maybe this is something we talk about. Next time we talk to Donnie Shaw, we should ask him that question.
Yeah, we should.
Because he's going to be on the front, as the elections commissioner, he's going to be on the front line, and he's going to have to know it for the polling places. Maybe we should reach out to him.
We can certainly do that, and we probably will and have him back on again before May 19th when the primaries come. And one thing I did want to mention to folks, if you're traveling now, spring break is coming up. A lot of people are wanting to get on airplanes and go places or do whatever they want to do, but there is still no end in sight to the Department of Homeland Security shutdown, which is totally affecting the TSA. TSA personnel are quitting. They're just walking out. They're calling in sick. And if you see the news, some of the airports have lines that go out into the parking lot. Thankfully, Huntsville International, and by the way, I'm going to have the director of the Huntsville Airport on here in a couple of weeks, but it's not happening there, but it may be happening the place you're going to. If it's a big place and it's a big international airport, you'll probably face the same problem on the way back. Hopefully they can get this resolved and traffic can return to normal.
Our Senator Katie Britt is one of the big voices on that committee trying to get that hashed out. So maybe if you have questions, Katie Britt's a good person to ask.
Well, I may reach out to her. But it hadn't happened yet, folks, and it's going to happen. One other thing, just a little local news. If you're interested in going to Mid-City, the Mid-City Market opens up Sunday. And if you've never been out there before, it's pretty cool. It's kind of like a little bazaar, and there's all kinds of good stuff out there for you to shop, buy, and leave a few of your dollars with the market in Mid-City.
And with local people.
With local people, that's exactly right. Keep your dollars at home, folks.
You usually have good food out there, too.
They have, by the way, City Barbecue that the commissioner, oh, man, that's I've been there a couple of times. They have the best brisket I've ever put in my mouth.
I'm already, when she was saying that, I'm already planning a field trip. Maybe we should go live from there one day.
Hey, maybe they'll sponsor the show.
Do the point live from City Barbecue.
There you go.
I mean, if the guys across the way here can go live from barbecue places, why not us?
Why not us? All right. Well, speaking of that, we're going to go ahead and go take a break, and we'll come back after the top of the hour, and we're going to be joined shortly thereafter by Lieutenant Gubernatorial Candidate John Wall. This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
There is power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are extending losses in afternoon trading, with financial stocks taking a hit as a surge in oil prices rekindled inflation fears, and investors kept a close watch on mounting jitters in the private credit sector. Airline stocks, which are sensitive to fuel costs, are dropping, as well as cruise operators. However, energy companies like Occidental Petroleum and ConocoPhillips, among others, are gaining. And shares of Petco are surging over 30% in a down market, while its quarterly earnings earnings missed estimates, its CEO struck an optimistic tone as he laid out growth initiatives to spur sales. And an NFL star has scored a new title. Theme park chain Six Flags Entertainment has inked a deal with Travis Kelce that will have the three-time Super Bowl champ serve as brand ambassador. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The Central Alabama Water Board has released an internal report about the operations conducted within that water utility under the prior name and leadership of the Birmingham Water Works. The report covers operations from 2001 to 2024 and details a history of financial and structural mismanagement. One aspect of that report revolves around treated water that was not making it to the customers due to leaky pipes, and yet customers were still paying for the water as if they had used it. Water rates saw a 354% increase over 23 years, while inflation only went up by 79% in that same time. A new revised 2026 budget by the CAW will be presented to the Board of Directors on March 20th, along with a plan for long-term improvements that would fulfill the recent law passed by the state legislature restructuring that whole utility. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Brian Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Governor Ivey has signed a bill into law that requires a person who seeks a commercial driver's license to speak and read English as well as have proper documentation for being here in the U.S. Ivey said that truckers play a vital role in our state's economy by moving goods across the state, and she also said that Alabamians use the highways every day and deserve to know that there are laws in place that are designed to ensure their safety on the roads. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
At the Open Bottle, you'll always find something that hits the spot. Settle in with a glass of wine or one of 48 beers on tap. Our patio feels like hanging out with your friends in your own backyard, only with a full service bar and better music. Before you head home, browse our curated wine selection, spirits, or large selection of craft beers to take with you. It's always a good night to stop by the Open Bottle.
Isn't the story of the prodigal son an amazing story? Basically, a rowdy boy who literally wished his father dead ran away and consumed his wealth with hard and fast living. Yet the father looked for his return every day, and when the boy got tired of eating pig slop, he decided to return. What did the father do? As soon as he saw that boy, he ran to him, threw his arms around him, and killed the fatted calf for a great celebration. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of the Cross Point Church. If you're looking for a church home, come see us smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. It's going to be quite chilly as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping into the upper 30s and lower 40s, so bear that in mind when you head out the door for work on Friday morning. A mostly sunny sky, though, Friday afternoon. Temperature seasonal for this time of year, climbing into the mid and upper 60s and then dropping into the mid 40s by the time we get to Saturday morning. A mostly sunny sky Saturday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. Glad you are listening to us today. And tell your friends about us, too. We want them to listen, too. And I'm alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple today. We had Dr. Jenny Robinson on the first part of our show. She is the president of the Huntsville City Council. And we're going to shift from local to state politics for the second half of the show. And I'm going to ask a question to the listeners. You just answer it mentally. Obviously, no need to call in this. Do you know who the lieutenant governor of the state is? It is Will Ainsworth. That's a position that, frankly, is one of the most important positions in the state of Alabama, and a lot of people just kind of sort of overlook it. Well, they really shouldn't do it. The role is sometimes misunderstood because, unlike the vice president of the United States, the lieutenant governor's role can vary from state to state. Historically, the position mirrors the national model, just as the vice president stands at the ready to assume the presidency. The lieutenant governor is typically in line to become the next governor if something happens. And guess what? In the state of Alabama, something has happened in the past. That alone makes that a very significant role. Now let's talk a little bit about Alabama. In Alabama, the lieutenant governor has a very specific and powerful constitutional role. The lieutenant governor serves as the presiding officer of the Alabama Senate. What does that mean? That means the lieutenant governor manages the debates on legislation, recognizes senators who wish to speak, and sometimes casts a tie-breaking vote. And because the lieutenant governor is elected statewide, that position carries a unique political voice. State senators represent districts, yet the lieutenant governor represents the entire state. This statewide perspective can matter when there is major legislation on the table. Budgets, economic development, education reforms, or even infrastructure investments. The lieutenant governor of Alabama also plays an important leadership role in shaping our legislative priorities. The office can highlight issues that matter to communities across the state, from rural economic development to workforce training to public safety. And another important aspect of that role is visibility. A good lieutenant governor will travel the state, constantly meeting with local leaders, local chambers of commerce, education, military leaders, and these conversations that they have can also be very influential on what's happening down in Montgomery. And we in North Alabama have one of the fastest growing economic centers in the entire Southeast, driven by the industries we know, defense, aerospace, technology, NASA, and all the associated therewith. And when statewide leaders understand the economic engine of places like us, it influences how policies are crafted at the state level. And because the lieutenant governor works directly with the state senate, that office can help ensure regional concerns are heard in the legislative process. There is also the succession factor. If the governor cannot serve, the lieutenant governor becomes the governor. Only makes sense. That means, got a frog in my throat. That means voters aren't just choosing the presiding officer of the legislature. They're potentially choosing the next chief executive of the state. So the position requires leadership, political skill, and the ability to manage complex policy debates. In many ways, the lieutenant governor of Alabama is both a legislature and a state executive figure rolled into one. And that's why that office probably deserves more public attention than it often receives. Because when legislation moves through the Alabama Senate, and when committees debate the major issues, when statewide priorities are being set in Montgomery, the center of the storm is the lieutenant governor. It's a role that requires diplomacy, discipline, and a strong understanding of how our state's government actually works. So when it comes time to vote for Alabama's lieutenant governor, choose carefully. There are candidates. If you're voting, no matter which party you're voting in, there are more than one candidate. And what you need to do is when you look at those, you need to listen to what they say, read what they stand for, and decide which way you want to vote. Because I can tell you this, all the candidates are good ones, and they're all qualified. And one of the things we look to do on this show is to provide a forum for those who are seeking that office and other offices to talk directly to the voters and say, hey, this is who I am, this is where I am from, and this is what I stand for, and this is why you should vote for me. And again, the Office of Lieutenant Governor is one of the key leadership positions in our state, and it's one that's going to help shape all the laws and all the policies of the state of Alabama. And another thing the Lieutenant Governor does, which is very key to us here in North Alabama, and frankly, it's key to the whole state of Alabama, is to travel and promote our state and try to bring businesses here to open their doors, employ people. And yes, when you employ people here locally, guess what? Those people spend their money locally. So we need a good lieutenant governor, and we're going to bring on John Wall, who was the former head of the Alabama Republican Party, and he left that position in order to run for lieutenant governor, and he'll be joining us in a couple of minutes, and he's got a fascinating story, but I'm not going to share it with you right now. I'm going to wait till John comes on board, because I will say this, one thing he has done in the business world is something I have never heard done before. And that is a butterfly farmer. And his farm supply over 50,000 butterflies nationwide. And they're in exhibits all in North America. I want to know how that business works. But I really want to know why he's running for lieutenant governor and why he thinks people should vote for him. So, Brian, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll be joined by lieutenant gubernatorial candidate John Wall.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you're ready to lower your utility bills, it's time to call Eagle Insulation. Eagle can handle it all. Attic re-insulation, insulation removal, wall insulation, and new construction insulation, commercial and residential. Our primary goal is to save you money, and lots of it. Typical clients realize their return on investment within 3 to 6 months. That means the re-insulation actually pays for itself and then some. See if we can help you. Contact Eagle Insulation today, 256-755-1556, or log on insulatewitheagle.com.
Our customers want best-in-class solutions. That's why we've recently added many new vendors like Zebra Barcode Printers. Our next-level team has added premier automation solutions. We're not here to sell you just one product, and we love helping you find the right solution to your specific needs. That's what doing the right thing is all about, and that's why our customers have come back for over 50 years.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford. With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, zero down, zero payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple. And now we have a great guest who's going to join us, and that is candidate for the lieutenant governor of the state of Alabama, John Wall. John, are you there with us?
I am here, and it's good to be on the show.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, let me take a moment to introduce you to our listeners, and then we will get into our conversation. John is a lifelong resident of Alabama, devoted Christian, and a passionate conservative leader. He was born in Athens and raised in rural North Alabama, and he grew up immersed in the values of faith, family, and freedom. He is an avid outdoorsman who enjoys hunting, fishing, hiking, and traveled to every state in the country. While in high school, John turned a passion into a business, launching what would become the nation's largest professional butterfly farm in West Limestone County. And we're going to get into that later because that's very fascinating. In 2012, he was selected to serve as the field director for the Alabama Republican Party, and 2 years later was elected to its state executive committee. And over the next decade, he rose through the ranks of the Republican Party, ultimately becoming the chairman in 2021. And there he has brought fresh energy and a bold vision, raising almost $8 million for the party. He's been a consistent ally of President Donald Trump and organized efforts in the 2024 campaign that raised over $2 million and knocked on 100,000 doors in the state of Alabama. In 2023, Governor Ivey appointed him to the Alabama Public Library Service Board, and he has been there and actually was elected the chairman of that board in 2024. And one of the things he likes to talk about is he leads the charge to defend Alabama families and keep them from crazy ideologies that are going on. Throughout his career, he has fought for values. He believes public service is not about power, but about protecting the freedoms, and he is now running for lieutenant governor of the state of Alabama. John, what did I forget? Anything, or did I cover it pretty well?
The only thing you forgot, and I won't even say forgot, is the guy who got me into this mess and asked me to run for lieutenant governor, which is Donald Trump. I blame him completely. This is the president's fault that I'm running for this.
Well, it's a good person to blame it on. But before we get into politics, I don't know who it was that sang it. I think it might have been Willie Nelson that said, I've been a lot of places in my life and time, but I've never talked to anyone or even heard of butterfly farming. How did you get into that, and how does that work?
I'll tell you, I get asked that question a lot. I like to joke that my life was too beautiful. I've got a farm up in North Alabama right on the Oak River, and raised butterflies. And so God had to give me some politics to balance my life out, the most ugliest and the most beautiful parts of life. I love my industry. There's not a lot of us. I'm actually serving the board of directors for the International Butterfly Breeders Association. And more organized than you think. And we'll get to work with some of the best clientele there are out there. Zoos, botanical gardens, exhibits across the country. And have done consulting for the Smithsonian Institute, supply exhibits like Hershey Gardens, Bronx Zoo, and just really enjoy any chance I get, walking through some of these areas, like take the Bronx Zoo, for example, where, these kids are growing up in an area where they don't know what a farm is. They don't get to see butterflies. They don't get to see things. And just watching them get to, experience the things that I take for granted growing up as a farm boy in North Alabama. So it really is my passion. It's my first love. Grew up just doing it for a hobby. And I'm an entrepreneur by nature. And when I found out that you could make a living being a butterfly farmer, I was like, okay, that's what I want to do. And I never looked back.
Well, how large, how many acres is a farm of your size that does that many butterflies and supports that many people?
Yeah, so, on a good week, we're shipping out about 5,000 butterflies a week. And the footprint on the farm, I've got around 50 acres. But the actual footprint on, the production side is, it's just a few acres. It's close. Think about it like a more nursery operation. A lot of what we do are growing plants for the caterpillars and the production side of things. So bunch of greenhouse frames, we call them fly houses. And total footprints, three to four acres, somewhere around there.
Okay, I'm going to ask one more butterfly question. This is from the Bill Crawford Mind of Bizarre. Was there actually a blue morphous butterfly that was featured in Papillon that they caught and used to make currency with in America, or is that just theatrics?
You know, great question. I actually do not know the answer to that. I mean, there is a blue morpho butterfly from, you know, Central and South America, but I don't know how, you know, I don't know how true the rest of that tale is.
All right, well, then we will fly away from the topic of butterflies and move into the topic of Lieutenant Governor. First of all, tell us about your time as the executive director of the Alabama Republican Party. What kind of duties does that entail?
Yes, well, and it was chairman. My most recent role with the party was as chairman of the party. And, look, I got involved, and I don't like to call myself a politician. I like to call myself a statesman, because my goal is helping the people of the state have a better life. I think our founding fathers understood that good government was created to help safeguard the rights and the freedoms of the individual, not to control their lives. And we've kind of seen a slip in that those values across our country, you know, especially from the left and the Democrat Party, that thing government knows how to live our lives for us better than we do. And what pulled me into politics was just getting back to the understanding of our founding fathers, getting back to the understanding that our rights come from our Creator, not from government. And those rights, we need people in the political process who are willing to fight for those rights and freedoms, who are willing to stand strong. I get so tired of, you know, helping get people elected, helping candidates get across the finish line, and then when they actually take office, they go and they chicken out. You know, they bow down to the left or to the mainstream media. And I'm like, we need people who are not afraid to be bold, who are not afraid to get out there, speak truth, stand not just on political principles, but stand on godly principles. You know, don't be afraid to say, look, most of our conservative values go back to the fact that we're Christian and the fact that our nation was founded as a Christian nation. And we need to bring that back into our society if we're actually going to keep this grand country and this grand American experiment alive.
Well, one of the things I often wonder about, and I've interviewed a lot of candidates during this election cycle, is the influence of special interest groups here in the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Is there a great deal of interest from bad special interest groups, interest groups that are out of state? And how does that impact your race, if at all?
Well, I mean, both in state and out of state, when you're looking at special interest, the question always is, why do they care, right? And at the end of the day, and by the way, I am not the special interest candidate in this race.
Okay.
I am very much the opposite. I'm the political outsider who's not going to get the support from the special interest groups. But that's okay, because I'm not running to be a voice for the special interest groups. I'm running to be a voice for the people of Alabama and to stand up for them. So but I also don't blame these special interest groups. You know, this is the political process, whether we like it or not. They're looking out for their industries. They're looking out for their clientele. And I think the important thing is that we elect people who will understand that freedom is what matters. And sometimes that's working with special interest groups. You know, if they're on the right side of the right issue, you work with them. But the priority has to be to the people of the state and to the Constitution of the United States and the state of Alabama.
Well, I tend to agree with that. You know, there are some special interest groups. Like, as an example, I used to be the executive director of the Home Builders Association in Birmingham. That, to me, is a good special interest group. Therefore, people having a house, you know, a home to live in. So that not all of them are bad. But
go ahead. Like, that's a good example. Like, what is the Home Builders Association looking for? Well, in general, they're looking for less regulations. They're looking to get government out of the way so the free market can work. Completely agree with those principles, right? But like so much of the time we bog ourselves down in government red tape. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of times when special interests are just looking to get government out of the way so entrepreneurs can be successful. And I'm very supportive of that.
Well, let's talk about your agenda or your plan. You know, one of the things I hear people talk about, and I've heard probably future Governor Tuberville talk about this, is he has said, when I get into Montgomery, I'm going to have a plan from day one. I haven't heard any of the specifics of what his plan would happen to be, but as Lieutenant Governor, what are some of the items that you think are important that need to be addressed right off the bat in Montgomery?
Yeah, well, I'll start with broader tones, and then we can get more into specifics. I mean, look, first of all, government at pretty much every level is too big. It can be downsized. We can get bureaucrats, you know, unelected bureaucrats out of our way and just return control and power to the people of the state. And when I think about that, I think about areas like cutting regulations. There's so many parts of, you know, state government that overregulate, and we can start cutting that to unleash our economy and really allow us to build a brighter future for our state. I'm a big fan of cutting taxes. We have surpluses. We have a lot of rainy day funds. It's time to start returning some of that to the people of the state. Something I would love to be part of at some point in this political process is phasing out our state income tax. Other states have started. Mississippi's working on a plan. North Carolina's working on a plan. Tennessee already does not have one. Florida does not have one. We cannot let ourselves get behind the ball on this, because it will leave us at a disadvantage economically, not just for our citizens, but for pulling in, you know, job creators from across the country and encouraging our job creators here in Alabama.
Hey, if you don't mind, let me go a little, pull that string just a little bit further, because that's something that I'm deeply interested in. I know the state income tax is a pretty good revenue source for Alabama, and I, for one, would like to see it go the way of Tennessee and other states, but how do you replace that revenue source?
Great question. Because the one thing I don't want to do is replace it with like a larger property tax. And ironically, if you look at Tennessee's model, they do not have a state property tax or a state income tax. So there are ways to do this without adding what I consider the evil or the choices of taxes, which in my opinion, property tax and income tax are my two least favorite. I think you'd have to raise sale taxes a little bit. There'd be a few other use-size taxes where we're something that when people use something, they pay taxes on it that you'd have to increase. And then, look, I think part of it, I don't think we have to go fully funded. I think as the economy grows through the process of phasing it out, we're going to actually end up with increased revenue. And so by unleashing our entrepreneurs, by letting the people of the state keep more of their own hard-earned money, what we're actually going to do is we're going to increase our economy, which means government will be bringing in more money. And so we can actually cut some of the actual revenue and some of the tax levels around the state. So I look, it's going to take time. It's not a magic bullet overnight. But I think we could do this over 4 to 8 years. We could phase out the state income tax and do it fairly painlessly with just slight changes with our current tax structure.
Well, thank you for that, and please pardon the interruption, but go ahead on some of your other priorities that you would like to see happen in Montgomery and the state.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, taxes is a big one for me, because I have a heart for the hardworking people of the state. We have one of the lower incomes. I'd also like to fully phase out the grocery tax. That's something that I worked on as state party chairman, and want to continue that. And then moving forward, another one that's really important to me is education. We are letting our children down across the state of Alabama. And it's time to get the woke nonsense out of our schools, get the social agendas out of our schools, and return to teaching the basics, just reading, writing, and arithmetic. We've got to return control to the parents where it belongs, and to our local teachers. You know, one of the number one places that I got phone calls from as state party chairman were teachers who could not believe the curriculum that was being put in their hands that they had to teach to our kids. And so I think whether it's the reading level, whether it's the indoctrination, we've got to do a better job with our education system, and we can do it.
And you got to pay the teachers better.
I mean, look, if you want quality, sometimes you got to pay for it, right? I think the main thing we need to look at is a comprehensive plan. And at the same time, just throwing more money doesn't fix education. We know that because we've already thrown a lot more money at it, and our numbers have not really gotten better. So I think this is far deeper than just a monetary problem. This is a philosophy problem with our education system. But I think it can be fixed. There are so many areas where I think our education system can do better. We have to do better for our kids. And so that's an absolute passion of mine, just getting control back to our parents where it belongs. And you see that, look, parental rights, school choice. There's so many areas where LM has already started that process, but I think we need to really make it a top priority. And then look, at the end of the day, my greatest philosophy, my political philosophy is returning control and power of the state to the people of the state where it belongs.
Well, now let me ask you this. As Lieutenant Governor, how can you, in that position, influence all that stuff? Doesn't the Lieutenant Governor, if I understand correctly, provides over the Senate in the state of Alabama. So how can you go down there and make a difference in that role?
Yeah. So there's actually three main duties to the Lieutenant Governor's office. The first is obviously taking over for the governor should something happen. The second is presiding over the state Senate. And that's an important role because you've got, you know, basically the lieutenant governor's position is the bridge between the executive branch and the legislative branch. And so I think it's one of the best positions in the state as far as a bully pulpit goes. The ability to explain why the issues are important and be the bridge between the governor's office and the state legislature. And look, that's one of my priorities. I think Tommy Tuberville is going to be our next governor. I think he's going to come in with a fresh, bold perspective, and he wants to change Alabama for the good. He really wants to, you know, downsize government, bring in, you know, kind of take Donald Trump's agenda from Washington and bring it to Montgomery, drain the swamp, you know, return control to people. It's incredibly important that he has a lieutenant governor who shares those values and can be his wingman in the state Senate. And that is absolutely one of my top priorities. I think it's incredibly important that we get a team working together on some of these policy positions. And then moving forward, another thing that Lieutenant Governor takes a major role in that often gets overlooked is there are over 100 appointments by the Lieutenant Governor to boards and different, different regulators across the state of Alabama. And if we really want to downsize government, if we really want to return common sense to government, we've got to start putting grassroots activists and people who really understand and care about good government in these appointed positions. Because at the end of the day, these unelected bureaucrats are the ones who oftentimes end up regulating the citizens and the businesses of the state. So it's incredibly important who we put in there. And if we want to drain the swamp, it starts with those appointments.
Well, give me an example of just a couple of the key appointments that you might have influence over.
Oh, I mean, it's pretty much anywhere you can think of. All over. I'll give you one example that's probably the highest profile. And that's the State Ethics Commission. The Lieutenant Governor gets appointment on the State Ethics Commission, and that affects every ethics complaint that's brought up in the state goes through there, and it's incredibly important, you know, who's on that board and that they have the right philosophy. So I think that's a good example, but it's like I said, it's over 100, it's countless. Pretty much any industry you can think of at some point in some way is going to be affected by who is Lieutenant Governor.
Well, hey, sir, we're sneaking up on my arch enemy, and that is the clock. And my producer, Brian Temple, has a question he wants to ask you and give you a chance to clear up something. So,
well, I've got a couple of questions. Talking about appointments, I'm sure you've been following some of the discussion about the Public Service Commission, and they were wanting to move to appointed commissioners instead of elected. With some of these appointments done by the lieutenant governor and others in the government, would a move to having some of those elected add some more accountability to those points?
And look, I definitely think there would be some wisdom in that. In general, I mean, you can't elect everything, and we do have a representative form of government, right? Where you when you elect someone, you give them that ability to represent you by making appointments. At the same time, look, I remember a few years ago when they tried to make the state school board not elected by the people but appointed, and I strongly opposed it because, in general, the closer you can get government to the people, the better. And that is my philosophy. It always has been. So absolutely, instead of moving the other direction, let's move towards more positions being elected by the public where they have accountability to the voters.
No doubt you have at least heard of and probably have watched the Alabama Solution about Alabama's prisons. What are some of your thoughts on that? And the prison system in Alabama is ripe for improvement. What are some of your thoughts there?
Oh, look, there's no doubt. The bottom line is the length of time, the going over budget. Unfortunately, Alabama prison systems are just a great example of the problem with government across the board. We've got to get government back, downsize it, actually get it efficient. Projects should come in sooner and under budget, not take longer and go over budget. We've got to cut wasteful spending. We've got to actually drain the swamp. We've got to bring in an Alabama DOGE. I would love to see that where we're actually making sure that we're getting multiple bids, make sure that we're getting the lowest cost and the people who are working, who are the best actors, who are going to do the best job and get it done on time.
Okay, well, there's one other thing, and this is not a setup. I just want to give you an opportunity to clear the air. There's been a story going around about an ID that you made or had made through the auditor's office and voted in Alabama and voted in Tennessee. I want to give you a chance to tell your side of the story because, I mean, I cannot find a news source that does not have some sort of bent on it. And I'd like to hear your side of the story.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because, look, there's so much nonsense that gets – this is what people hate about the political process are the lies and the misconceptions. So I'll hit a couple of them right here. Yeah, I have always voted in Alabama. I have never voted in Tennessee in my entire life. I don't even know where they get this garbage. And as far as the ID goes, it's a very simple story. After the former state auditor, after he got elected, he was his department was downsized during the last proration in the state. Mm-hmm. And he asked me. I had been his. I helped with his campaign. He knew I was worked with the Republican Party. And he asked me if I would help him with some press stuff in the office. And so I was helping him as part of that. I had they like to say I homemade it or that it's fake or bogus. It was approved by the state auditor and printed by a professional vendor. So these are jokes. These are just political tricks. They don't really have anything on me. I'm pretty squeaky clean. I'm a farm boy from North Alabama. Look, if the most they have on me is that I worked as a volunteer in the state auditor's office and that they made an ID for me and that's, that I used that to vote once because I had forgotten my wallet, it is what it is. I stand for what I believe in. I'm pretty unapologetic about it. And I think these things like this that are blown out of proportion, the left tries to make an issue out of just highlights what's wrong with the political process.
Well, and, there's excuse me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Just what's wrong with the political process? And look, they've done the same thing to any conservative out there, right? Like, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Tupperville with the residency issue. Look, I'm running to spite for the people of Alabama, and all these political lies and lies and misrepresentations. I don't want to say I laugh them off, but I think it just shows how desperate the left is.
Well, I mean, to be honest, we've got some room to add more honesty on both sides of the aisle because I've seen some Democrats vilified as well. And I think just to move past that and let, for once, Alabama lead the way on the right way to do it is a good example to set for the rest of the country.
No, I completely agree. So what I always say is whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, we should all have the same goal, which is helping the people of Alabama have a better life, a brighter future and better economic opportunities, and look, that our children have those same opportunities. And if that's all of our goals, then we shouldn't be fighting with each other. We should be debating what policies get us to that point.
Well, John,
that's my goal.
And that is a great goal. And one thing I want to ask, I always do this, and we're running out of time. That's why I jumped in. And I like to let our candidates say, why you should vote for John Wall. So go ahead for a couple of minutes. The floor is yours.
Yeah. But look, I want to earn people's vote, right? Like so many politicians think they deserve it or they want to, I want to earn the people of the state's vote. And I have a proven track record. If you go back and look at whatever that issue may be, a state party chairman, I have been fighting for the rights and the freedoms of the people of Alabama every single day. Lower taxes, election integrity, parental rights, school choice. defending the Second Amendment, medical freedom, like whatever the issue is, you can see that track record. And that's what I want to take to Montgomery. I'm the outsider in this race. We don't need more career politicians. We need people who are not afraid to be bold conservatives, stand the fight for the values we believe in, hit it head on, and serve the people of the state with integrity, honor, and backbone. Because we got way too many politicians who bend the knee. I'm going to be an outspoken, bold conservative as we fight for the rights and freedoms of every single individual.
Well, hey, that sounds like a good reason to be, and thank you for your time, sir. We appreciate you coming on with us today, and we look forward to seeing how you do in the race for the lieutenant governor. And listeners, that's John Wall. Thanks for coming on, sir. Appreciate it.
Oh, very good to be on the show. I very much enjoyed it.
All right. Learn about that blue morphous butterfly. I want to know that answer.
I'll go study that.
All right. Thank you. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break and we'll come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. It's going to be quite chilly as we head into the overnight. Temperatures dropping into the upper 30s and lower 40s, so bear that in mind when you head out the door for work on Friday morning. A mostly sunny sky, though, Friday afternoon. Temperature seasonal for this time of year, climbing into the mid and upper 60s and then dropping into the mid 40s by the time we get to Saturday morning. A mostly sunny sky Saturday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the low 70s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. That was a very interesting interview with Lieutenant Governor John Wall. There was a little rumor, or Lieutenant Governor candidate, excuse me. There was a rumor about some ID nonsense. He explained that, and we will let that go at that. That's his explanation. That's fine with me. So now we steer away from the hardball of politics and the hard journalism, I guess you would call it, and we talk about stuff that's a little off the wall. Now, this is something, this reminds me of an old joke I've heard that I dare not share on the radio, but.
Hey, careful. I'm circling the dump button over here.
No. I'm not going to do anything bad, but, believe it or not, in Oman, they have a camel beauty contest.
Oh, I've heard about this.
The Camel Beauty Show Festival in Al Musana. And what happened, I can't even imagine why you would disqualify a camel from a beauty contest, but 20 camels were disqualified. And the reason they were disqualified is because the inspectors discovered cosmetic enhancements to camels. They use hyaluronic acid injections for lip enhancement, dermal fillers around noses, Botox for facial softening, and silicon wax to inflate humps. And
dromedary Botox.
Dromedary Botox. You know, and first of all, the joke I will not tell has to do about an ugly camel. I can't imagine somebody saying, boy, you've really got a beautiful camel over there. And I certainly can't understand somebody taking hard-earned money and trying to make a camel look pretty. That just does not make any sense at all.
Well, I think there's some, I mean, in our farm in South Alabama, we do a couple of steers every year, and we fill everybody's freezer. So when the spring pictures come around from my cousin who's there working the farm, we go, that's a pretty good looking steer. That's a good looking cow right there. And so maybe it's done in that spirit.
Well, I think that would be done in more of the spirit of making sure that thing, somebody wants to buy it and turn it into a good roast beef or a steak. And, but the camels are,
well, you know, we were talking about brisket earlier. So.
Well, you know, we were talking about brisket earlier. Maybe over there in that neck of the woods, just like we have dog shows where they judge the pretty little cute doggy dogs, maybe they judge the camels over there. My son, when he was deployed over there, by the way, said that he was going somewhere in Saudi Arabia one time, and a herd of camels just got in the road and stopped where they were going. They sat down. They wouldn't let them go by.
You know, I had a friend of mine who was stationed in Alaska as one of his stops while he was in the Army, and he says that was one of the rules. Don't mess with a moose. If the moose wants to nap, he's going to nap where he naps.
Well,
and don't shoot him because you'll just make him mad.
I don't think I would mess with a moose either, but Brian, you were alluding to before we were just yakking around about you and I maybe getting old. Guess what they have found out?
Okay.
Adults who take daily multivitamin supplements for 2 years showed measurably slower biological aging compared to those who took placebos during that clinical trial.
So what if I take two a day?
Take two a day, it'll be like that, what was that Benjamin Button movie or something?
Yeah, maybe so.
you'll age in the wrong direction.
The Portrait of Dorian Gray.
But they said that those who took Centrum Silver showed biologically to be aging reduced by 2 to 5 months over the study period. So
mine has the Crypt Keeper on it. Maybe I'm buying the wrong one.
I don't know. You know, maybe I'll start taking Centrum Silver, but I guess this seems to be a legitimate study that says that was in fact working. And
well, I've done that for years. Everybody thinks I'm older than I am.
I don't know. Well, hey,
maybe it's the cane. I don't know.
The last thing I think was kind of funny was a insurance company sued a individual who used ChatGPT as the basis for their legal case. And they said that doesn't happen. You can't do that because ChatGPT is not a licensed attorney. So for those of you out there who are using AI, be careful what you use it for. Remember, it can never replace a human. It can just give you some information that you can look at, check, and see where it goes from there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. ChatGPT will never challenge or replace Alexander Shinara. How about that?
And ChatGPT is hard to put on a billboard.
It's hard to put on a billboard. So are we ready to take a break and come back for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Folks, thank you for listening to The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. Today we had a couple of great interviews. We had Dr. Jenny Robinson, who's the president of the Huntsville City Council, and also John Wall, who is running for lieutenant governor, and he's the former head of the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Excuse me, I'll get that right one of these days. Tell your folks about us. Listen to us. Tomorrow we're going to have an abbreviated show, just 1 hour long from 2 to 3 o'clock.
But high quality. We're going to talk to Nikki Southers from the Operation Green Team. It's Friendly Friday tomorrow, so... we're going to find out some great things that they're doing for the city of Huntsville.
And we will not have our political hats on then by any stretch of the imagination.
I'm going to leave mine at home.
I always leave mine at home. Again, one of the things we try to do is we try to be fair and balanced. We're not just going to be a microphone and a megaphone or whatever, or a venue for people to say whatever they want to say. If we think we have a legitimate question to ask, that question shall be asked. As we did today.
And we'll be fair no matter what side of the aisle they're on.
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do. And thank you for listening to us today. And remember this, folks, our country is at war right now, and there are servicemen right now who are not at home. They're not with their families. They're out there doing what they've been told and ordered to do to defend this country and preserve the way of life that we have. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers. And remember this, they're standing their posts and conducting their mission so you can live the life you live in this country today. And with that, Brian, I think it's about time for us to get out of here. Folks, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Listen to us tomorrow and listen to us next week. God bless America and God bless you. We're out of here.